Yeah, it was a slugfest. Really, really proud of the way the guys fought, the toughness, the resilience. Obviously that team was as high as Villanova was as high as number five in the rankings at one point. They're a top 10 team. Really tough place to play. Going into it, we were a little banged up at the quarterback position, starting our third string guy. So, collectively sitting down as a staff, the game plan was to get into more heavy sets, some more quarterback design run, added some triple options, some different things that we haven't shown to try to win the time of possession battle, and really steal some possessions. And from that standpoint, I mean, we executed at a high level. 35 minutes time of possession, limited them to only 44 snaps. We had improvement on third down. Aside from the sacks, we ran for 166 yards. So, if you would have said going into that game, being down what we were personnel wise, and to have four trips inside the red zone, and to only give up 14 points, you would have taken that all day. And unfortunately, we got down inside the five a handful of times, a couple goal line stands, fourth and goal, on the 2 and 3 yard line. And it's a game of inches, and in this one in particular, it's not just coach speak. I mean, we were that close to punch it in a couple times. You give Villanova credit. They were stout. They're extremely well coached defensively. They played so hard. There was a couple of vicious hits right at the goal line that ultimately knocked our guys back, and we didn't make those plays. So it's heartbreaking, but I think there's a lot of things we can build off that, and certainly some teachable moments going here and try to find a way down the stretch.
Let's kind of build off a few things you just talked about. Let's start at the quarterback position. Barry Kleinpeter was the guy that got the start off, through the air. 14 of 22, 125. Not huge numbers, but very efficient. And as you said, the running game was solid. How did you think he performed in his first start?
I think he did a good job. We wanted to protect him with the offensive play calling. Villanova's pass defense is elite, and how they do a really good job putting a net around it and getting a bunch of guys out in coverage. So, we wanted to throw a lot of underneath stuff by design. So we weren't necessarily concerned with the total yardage. It was really more about time of possession and trying to limit their explosive offense, and to keep them off the field, which we were able to do. But he made some key runs on third down. Made some plays with his legs. Obviously, we took about three sacks that brought his total down. But he battled. He played hard. He gave us a chance. He fought. So, he's somebody that we're going to have to find creative ways to still keep involved, if the other guys do get healthy here down the stretch. So I was proud of him.
You mentioned the running game, and certainly nice to have Miles Thomason back for the first time in a while. And he had a pretty good day, 40, 20 carries, 79 yards, also caught four passes. What does his return bring to your offense?
Yeah, he's dynamic. You don't have to be perfectly blocked up at times. He can make people miss in the hole, which we weren't quite doing the last month. So he gave us a spark. Great personality, awesome energy guy. Everyone really rallies around him. So there was certainly that added confidence from an offensive perspective having him back in there. So excited to kind of see how he goes down the stretch.
First question this morning from Roger Brown. Good morning,
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Roger.
Rick, do you anticipate starting Barry this weekend, or is it too early to say anything about that? And
Yeah, not quite sure. We'll have an updated injury report this afternoon when we meet with our trainers, and he met with our team doctors yesterday, and another eval this morning. So, in terms of that, Seth. So we'll see where he's at. We'll see where Matty Vaize is at as well. And then obviously we're gonna have to make some tough decisions, who we end up starting on Saturday. But we need to see who's healthy first.
And secondly, could you just speak a little bit about Ryan Toscano and the season that he's having for you, please?
Yeah, he played tremendous. Obviously being voted our captain, so that shows you what the guys think of him. He flew around, had a fumble recovery, was all over the field. That's an explosive Villanova offense. So, local guy came in as a walk-on, earned his way up to being a starter, full scholarship, now captain. So, he's somebody who, I think a lot of the guys, really believe in, and we want to pride ourselves after guys like that.
Okay, thank you.
Rick, since you're talking about Ryan, let's talk about your defense, which had a really good day. When you hold a Villanova offense to 257 yards with all the weapons that they have, what were you able to do so well to contain them?
It was awesome. Really good plan by Coach Garrett Gillick. I thought those guys executed. We moved some guys around in different spots. We knew they had some really explosive guys on the perimeter, so we need to limit some of the vertical passing lanes that they potentially could exploit. One guy in particular I want to highlight, he got injured last year, had a really tough road to rehab to get back to where, he needed to be, and that's Duncan Moreland, just a safety for us. He led the team, he had eight tackles. He had a huge kind of forced fumble and fumble recovery all in the same play, that led to a score. So I think he's a really good player for us. I was proud of him to get back in. He was someone that had a slow start to the season because of that injury. So really happy with him. I thought the front seven did a nice job as well, in particular the defensive line. They were stout all day. That's a very good offensive line that Villanova has. And Josiah Silver doing what he does, two sacks, and one of the forced fumbles as well. So, they created extra possessions. We knew that was going to be the case based on, us being a little sluggish lately on offense. So, the defense has been answering the call. They're giving us a chance week in and week out, and we got to continue to play to them.
You mentioned the two goal line stands. I just wanted to talk about the one there in the fourth quarter. As you said, you got stopped at the one on really nice defensive play. But then to have Villanova really put together their first long drive of the day, 99 yards on you to go, how big of a backbreaker was that one?
Yeah, I mean that was the ball game, really. Just it was a field possession game. It was extremely windy. I think it was gust of, 30, 35 miles an hour. So if you had the wind or you didn't, that was going to change your offensive game planning and really special teams as well, how you were going to attack it. So my initial, you always have those revisionist history moments in the game as a head coach. My gut reaction was to kick it, get it to 7-6. That way, even if there was plenty of time left in the fourth, even if they scored, it's still a touchdown game. Talking with the defensive guys on the headset, I think there was a injury stoppage there, so we had an extra 20, 30 seconds to kind of play that out. And they were like, "Hey, if you want to be aggressive, we got your back. We'll get a stop here." And we decided to go for it. Ultimately, came up just short, and that was the one drive, that you could say all day we probably wanted back. And you got to give Villanova credit. Connor Watkins hung in there. He took some shots. He made some really big throws to extend the drives. He made some third down and fourth down throws in that game, and then on that drive in particular, made some plays with his legs. So, yeah, I just you tip your cap to them, they made the plays ultimately when it mattered the most, and we didn't.
You came back on the road to face UAlbany that this week as you started to look at them a little bit on film. What impresses you and what challenges they present?
Well, extremely well coached. They play after the demeanor of their head guy. They're tough. They're gritty. They're physical. I think offensively, you notice team speed. They got guys that can flat out run on the perimeter. Seven McGee is a complete guy. They move, they find creative ways. They put him in the backfield sometimes in the slot, field, and boundary number one. So obviously, he's a smart football player. Levi Wentz is a tough guy who, they'll move around and put him at the point of attack. And, he's a big play threat as well. And I really like the QB, Myles Burkett. I think he's. There's a reason why he started at Wisconsin. Dual threat, very athletic, is elusive, and he doesn't mind trusting his receivers and throwing it up. So we got to do a really good job there. And then, defensively, we're trying to get a feel for their personnel. A lot of new faces from years past. Similar structure though. They run to the football. They strain. They tackle extremely well. It's evident how well coached they are in terms of, first guy wraps up, second and third guy are working to get strip attempts. So they're very cognizant of the football and trying to pry at it. Yeah, it's just I don't think it's indicative of their record how good these guys are. They've been in really every single game other than aside from maybe the FBS one, and one of the games got away from them late. But they've been battling. Obviously at their home turf, this is going to be a slugfest.
All right, Rick, thanks so much for the time this morning. Safe travels to Albany, and we'll talk again next week.